Life is so busy, if you blink, you can miss something amazing. It's important to take a moment and enjoy what we have and the people around us. I'm Mo Hagan, Chief Operating Officer for CanFit Pro, and welcome to A Moment with Mo, a podcast where I will welcome some incredible guests to talk fitness and nutrition, mindset and self-improvement, setting your goals into action, and much, much more. Now let's get chatting. Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Moment with Mo. And I'm Mo, and I'm just thrilled to be here. We have an extraordinary episode today. I'm thrilled to introduce two remarkable individuals who not only form one of the most incredible power couples, but also serve as phenomenal coaches, empowerment coaches, mentors to thousands, if I could say that, I should say to millions. And my guests today being Jerry Visca and Angela Konkin. Now, I do want to say a couple things about both of them before I invite them on. For those who do not know Jerry Visca, he is known as the Why Guy, and his incredible, beautiful sidekick, Angela Konkin, who is my meditation coach and is a creator of two incredible meditation programs, one for individuals, other for workplaces. We will dive into all of that. But I have to say their collaborative efforts inspire individuals and teams to rediscover their profound driving why. Why being, I think this is maybe trademarked to Jerry, W-H-Y as world helped by you. So as we delve into this incredible episode, I want to take a moment just to reflect on this incredible year that we've had together with this podcast. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to help share voices, lift voices, share stories, and through all of that, serve my purpose, which is to move people forward, move businesses forward by influencing positive change so that people are inspired to take the necessary, daring steps forward to live their true purpose. And I want to thank Jerry and Angela, who have worked with me over the last decade. Really, it was Jerry and Angela's support that helped me architect and really declare my why. But not only that, understand the intertwining of knowing why, but then putting it out there in the world, understanding the intention into action. And that really has helped me shape the way that I have moved myself forward. And there's more to come, which we're going to talk about. And that's why we're here at this time of the year to speak on all of this. Inspiring you to find your why, and it is work to do that deep discovery. But once you do, it helps illuminate the path forward. And we're going to walk a path today from my home here in London to Jerry and Angela's beautiful home in the heart of the Laurentians. And we're going to talk about the way forward and understand how it does unfold as you do this deep self-discovery. So this episode does mark a celebration. So I welcome Jerry and Angela. Hi, my friends.
Hi, way to go. I love it. Congratulations. It's so great to be here. Season two, I love it.
Well, thank you. And we've had over 500 downloads of A Moment with Mo. So I'm so grateful. And this is really the gift that I want to give to all of my listeners and viewers. So I'm glad you actually dressed up for the occasion. I forgot to tell you that some people watch this as well as listen to it. So I'm glad because I'm hoping we're going to take a bit of a tour as well and see some of your beautiful space you call the place. Before we do that, however, I do want to introduce you properly for those who may not have had the opportunity and the gift to work with either of you or both of you. So let me start with Jerry. We share a birthday. So I'm going to start with Jerry. We're birthday twins, December 10th. And let's start with just sharing a bit about Jerry's incredible journey on this in this beautiful life that he lives. Jerry, and this is the first time I've been able to say this, Jerry is a 25-time author, screenwriter, and visionary. Formally trained and educated in architecture, He went on to create and direct an international award-winning branding agency. Jerry has written 5 transformational novels, over a dozen self-help books, captured 3 international awards, and is an inspiring 1 million whys worldwide as an international speaker. For the past 20 years, Jerry Visca has dedicated himself to listening to the whispers of souls. His transformational novel trilogy, The Life Series, was written in response to the thousands of Why Timers and Why Time conversations with women and men across the world. Jerry wants to create a meaningful story that helps you notice and create the life you are meant to live. That is one award-winning bio. Welcome, Jerry. And Angela, my goodness, Angela, I love the way you always introduce yourself. You always say with some really cool and personal descriptions of your Jerry's, I'm going to say, beautiful, intelligent, and most creative sidekick. But you are an incredible woman that stands so wonderfully on this planet yourself. You are a meditation coach and creator, helping people in workplaces with a practical, finding the practice of a peaceful mind, mainly through 2 unique online meditation experiences, both the Symphonies of the Mind, which is a subscription that all of you can learn more about and join Angela. She can be your voice in your ear to help you on your meditation journey. Angela also has the Inner Edge for Inspired Workplaces. Angela inspires and helps people with the practice of peaceful mind. I'd love you to define that for us. And after a very rewarding life in the medical pharmaceutical realm, Angela decided to pursue training and certification as a coach with the International Coach Federation. And that path led Angela to work with all kinds of interesting individuals and organizations in the area of leadership, performance, engagement, and well-being. Once she discovered the science of mind on meditation, Angela was hooked and began to focus a lot of her energy in this area and knew that meditation was a daily habit that serves to elevate the mind, which is our greatest asset in life. And only you, I believe, can say that because of all the work and all the research you've done on the meditation and how it affects mindset and therefore performance. So there you have it, my dynamic duo, Jerry and Angela.
You know what? With that kind of intro, I hope you get 5,000 downloads after today. Thank you so much.
Yay, I love it. That's going on my vision board.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. And let's start by just catching up. So as mentioned, Jerry and I share a birthday. The last time we chatted, although I feel like I talk to you daily because I follow you on your social, but let's catch up, friends. I'd love you to share the place and give us a little insight about what brought you to the heart of the Laurentians with the place. So over to you.
Well, you know, we've been writing and traveling to Tuscany for the past 8 years. And we have to start with that because Angela and I have really been on this journey to simplify all aspects of our life so we could just focus on the one thing. And in Angela's case, it's to create these beautiful meditations for the mind. And for me, it's to write very profound stories and profound bodies of work. So I think it was in 2020 during COVID when we spent 3 months in the heart of Tuscany. And we came back and we realized, even though we had a beautiful little place, that we needed to kind of recreate that kind of environment. So we started off looking all across Canada. We actually bought land first in Nova Scotia, but we felt that was too far from Ontario. So we decided to go to the next place that we love, which is the heart of the Laurentians. It's just, we love the culture, we love the language. And it's been an 18-month journey to build what we call the place. It's the place to be, but we love it. We're here. We moved in December 23rd. It was not an easy journey.
It's crazy.
It was not easy, but I like to think that some of my background in architecture helped around the management. Other than that, we've had great people around us, but we're here and we're just kicking it off with Mo Hagan and on this beautiful podcast, and it's a great place to be.
Yeah, as Jerry said, this started for us probably, we'll say 2 years ago, but probably even further than that, because we were on this path of living our deeper why. And we understood more and more that we had to remove the distractions, simplify our life. There's too much external stuff that gets in the way. And especially when we were going back and forth to Tuscany and we were surrounded by nature and beauty, and it was so amazing and simple to just live your deeper why. So that's what we were seeking. We were seeking to be surrounded by beauty, nature, to feel this vibrancy. Even as we get older, you know, everybody up here is like skiing.
It's like a blue zone, right?
It's like, it's amazing. And that just inspires us. But it is, it, this place represents a place where we can actually magnify our creations and what it is we are meant to be contributing and helping the world.
Yeah, it represents, I think, the word for me is arrival. It represents arrival. I often ask people during why time, how will you know you've arrived? And they can't answer that. And a lot of people break into tears. Almost everybody cries when they're having why time because they're starting to tap into something that they haven't visited. It's like this room they won't visit. You know, it's that room you want to clean up, but you know, it's, you just, if you, once you start unraveling those layers. And for me, it's the arrival is just knowing that a simple little place. I mean, it's a beautiful Scandinavian cabin. It's surrounded by an acre and a half of just beautiful wilderness, but we're 8 minutes from a cafe.
Yeah, we got to be close to cafes.
Let me just point that out, that even we needed to be close to everything.
And away from
everything. But away from everything. Yeah. And it's so quiet and tranquil. And it's just 180 degrees of views to nature and smelling wood and cooking and
I feel
and
like
creating.
We're in Narnia. It's beautiful.
So we're here and we're ready for Mohegan to come and visit. And yes. I tell you right now, you come, you won't leave right away because it's just so peaceful.
Wow. And we will share your social handles. The other night, I'm confessing, the other night I was inspired to write. I couldn't sleep. My mind was busy. I did meditate, but it kind of inspired me to actually put it onto paper. So I did get up at 1:30. Actually, it was 1:11, which is kind of powerful. Oh, and I was writing, but then I got distracted because I happened to check social and I got to walk through your cabin with you as you did your magnificent tour. And I thought about the power of having that why conversation that I had with you sitting in one of your red think chairs.
Yeah, we still have one.
And well, I saw that you have one red, one blue.
And one black.
And one black.
And one black.
Yeah, that was Angela's idea to reupholster those two.
I love. Well, I now feel like I have a little more connection with you because I have recently simplified a part of my home that I've spent felt locked in for the last 3.5 years with COVID from an office to my new room.
That's beautiful.
And it has 4 white chairs.
Nice. I love it.
Nice.
I love it. I love
the blue
it. Congratulations.
Room with white chairs.
Well, I was excited about that room. I knew you were working on this room. That's wonderful.
There you have it. So, you know, I feel like I have this connection with you because I sit in those chairs, they turn, but they bring me back to a moment. I just want to say, and I guess it's, you know, intention.
Yeah.
And then it just, it appeared when I sit in one of those chairs, I kind of think of you both, but I also think it grounds me. It makes me feel like I am present. And it's been quite therapeutic.
You said something really, really paramount there to me. An entrepreneur should never have an office. It's an environment. You need to create an environment. So when I started the red chair, literally like 17 years ago, I got rid of all the furniture and just went with these funky schmooze chairs. And that's how I create. I sit in my tablet chair and I write and I create. When you have all that clutter and furniture, I mean, there's stuff, you know, you need to store things, but the entrepreneur's space needs to be this beautiful haven. And I think that's what you're focused on creating with your white chairs. That's perfect.
Thank you. The only thing about white chairs is when you're drinking red wine, you have to be very proper.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Then they'll soon become red.
Watch shorts. Those long-stemmed glasses.
Well, they'll become
red. I know. All right. Well, listen, let's, I'd love to go to part of the exercise that I've shared in my January blog. Each year, as I reflect on the year ahead and from the year in the past, it gives me a really great opportunity to reflect on and to, you know, to express gratitude for, to acknowledge the growth, the change, and to really come very clear on where my next step on my path is going to be. And so as part of my fourth part blog, I did a couple things and they really connected with the two of you. So that's why I wanted to invite you on to help us really dive deeper into the importance of working on, reflecting on, maybe creating for the first time or recreating your why as you continue to change in your journey, along your journey. But I also construct as part of my why and my vision board a word every year. And I believe that that came from some of the exercises that I did with you. And so I'm going to share my word this year with you now. And I'm going to ask you both to share yours if you have one. And if not, what it is that you have declared, whether it's a question or a word. But I was doing my meditation, Angela. And not one word or two, but three words came to me. Almost like when you look on that busy photo of people and you're looking for Waldo, these words just jumped out on a screen of all these words, and they were care, change, and power. And I immediately felt the interplay of all those words for the reasons I'm about to share. So I decided I was going to let the universe guide me. So my words for 2024 are care, change, and growth. Oh, sorry. Care, change, and power equals growth, I guess. I feel this year ahead is going to be pivotal for change. It is prompting me to really focus on self-care. That will allow me to then be more caring to others on their journey, especially those that I work with or interact with. And then lastly, the interplay of those two is quite powerful in how I will have the ability to show up, to be, and not just to do, but to be my purposeful self. And when I dived into the definitions, I just want to focus on the one for now. We might come back to the others, but power. The Latin word power, potere, I believe it is, means the ability to have, to act, to do, to be. And I thought, wow, that's pretty insightful. So I'm sharing all of that with you. It really does resonate with my why statement, and it will help me continue to grow and serve as a voice and as a female leader and as one that's inspiring others to not only find their why, but to live their why and to either support them or to help connect them with amazing coaches like the two of you. So now that I've shared that, feeling like my heart is beating a lot faster, that probably means I'm aligned. Jerry, can I ask you, do you have a word for this year or powerful question?
First of all, I always have words as a writer. There's no shortage of words, but I wanted to preface that by saying what I admire most about not just the words that you've shared, Mo, it's easy to toss words around. It's just like it's easy to toss all these goals and whys around. It's the living it. And I think that's the missing key for most people is the commitment towards living whatever it is those words mean to you. So for Angela and I, we're very big on every year we always have a very powerful theme. And that theme, first of all, is always aligned with our deeper reason for being. Okay, that's the deeper why, the deeper reason for being. But then whatever it is we're creating around that, they're not divorced or separated from those words. Those words have to be aligned with why you're here, why you exist. And when you really do the work, the way those themes show up, because themes allow you to then really dance, you know, you can, whatever it is you're creating, it's driven by the theme. So for us, it's living what matters. And that's driving everything that we're publishing, that we're coaching on, that we're touring on, that we're speaking on, is living what matters. Not living everything, just what is that one thing that truly matters? Living what, and then living it.
Love it. Angela?
Well, yeah, as Jerry said, living what matters is our overall theme around our work and, you know, our life together. But I also, upon reflecting on this question that you posed, Mo, there's four words that showed up that I'm practicing this year that mean a lot to me and actually help me in the practice of connecting to and living what matters. And they are calm and slowness, because when I practice that state of being, being calm and slowing down, I can connect to what matters. Mm. I know who I am. I know what matters. I know why I exist. I lose sight of that in the frenzy and the rush and race. I lived a lot of my life that way. And so calm and slowness are really important states of being for me that I practice. And then there's awe and appreciation. They're two elevated emotions that I practice every day, accessing in my morning meditation practice, because I don't want to live another moment not being in awe of this life that we are gifted to live and deeply appreciating all of it, even the really hard stuff that shows up. So those are my words.
Wow. Thank you for reminding me that awe is an emotion. That is unbelievable. But at the same time, awe seems to have such a calmness or a slowness about, like, awe. It's like, you know how people get excited and they're like, wow, but it's a different feeling emotionally. And it really does connect to your other words.
It's actually such a heightened, elevated emotion that to access it, you actually need a calmer state of mind, right? Wow. So I've never been able to access awe. Well, I have, but I can when my mind is calm and I'm just looking.
That ties into, again, what we were saying about the place. I remember saying to Angela, why is it that when we're in the heart of Tuscany and we have time to make bread, we have time to cook, we have time to slow down, we create more awe in our work. Why is that? Because we've removed all the distractions and we're focusing on what matters. When what we've replicated here, that feeling of we have time to slow down because we've made intentional time, but that's the living it part. And I really find that's the missing piece is the living it and not getting so hung up on how am I going to live it, but just knowing this, if these are going to be my words this year, then 90% of most of the crap in your life has to stop and has to end for you to really live those three words.
Profound. I saw something in your hand, Jerry. Is what happens to be there? Oh, that, okay.
Oh, my book. I know why. I always have like a bunch of my books with me.
I do.
I think Mo's in one of those books.
You're in what? Yeah, yeah. Mo's in volume one of I Know Why. This is like,
well, the next time you see me in this new place, it's going to have bookshelves and I've got it designed specifically to have all the I Know Why books and all your books on a very specific shelf that is just for that.
Thank you.
That every time I turn around and walk out, especially after, you know, the busyness of meetings and times, I can see it and it'll help me really, you know, bring myself back to what really matters and how I choose to live what truly matters.
I love it. Thank you.
You always ask powerful questions. Both of you do. And you do that to help people ground into, you know, their own reflection. And then you've also made cards. You've done a lot of different things to help get the conversation started, to help people really slow down and to reflect and to really extract from deep within. What do you find when you work with those that out in the world, those millions of people. What do you find is the most surprising and most liberating part of that work that you do?
I think during why time, for me, so people ask me, well, what is why time? Anytime you have a conversation with your soul is why time. So whether you're reading a novel series that I've written, A Life I Didn't Notice, it's just this ongoing conversation, this dialogue between the heroine and her soul. The one-on-one with me, why time, the most powerful moment for me is seeing the emotion come out of the person, but it's not the physical emotion. It's literally the soul. You can almost see it. You can almost see the light changing and knowing this is why I'm here. With a very brief time I've been given, I've come to the realization that it's not doing. I'm not doing. Like when someone comes to why time, they always start off with, tell me what I'm supposed to do. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's not about doing. It's about a state of being. And it's getting into that state of being. I truly believe we've all been given this deeper reason for being. It's. I don't think we're just here to do more. You know, we're not human doings. I've often say we're human beings, but we don't know what that means anymore. And we're in this frenetic state that I love asking the questions because it does. It grounds them into just stopping and saying, how will I know I've arrived? Or what brings me unbridled joy? My most profound question is, what are you seeking? Because what you're seeking has always been seeking you. And it has nothing to do with the external world. And that's going to be hard to hear because, you know, we're here in this external world. We're talking about our physical place. We're talking about the books. But at the end of the day, we're beings of pure spirit. And we've just lost sight of what that really means and how that connects to this deeper why. But I tell you, when you ignite it, and then you live it. And that's kind of Angela and I. I'm the ignition, and Angela helps you live it through powerful work and meditation. Everything changes. And that's what scares the shit out of everybody. Sorry, Andrew. People all of a sudden, oh my God, I have to stop doing this. Maybe you do. Because at the end of the day, I think after you've checked everything off on your bucket list, you sit there and you look at all your awards, you look at all the accolades, but are you truly living who you're meant to be? That's why I always start off with every why statement when I work with someone is I exist too. And if you can arrive at that, I exist too, and then fill in the blank, everything falls into place. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah. I think that was the magic I was witnessing as Jerry was doing more and more why time. We were, and in all my years of coaching, and asking those questions, Mo, those big questions, I would see people's eyes glaze over. Some of these questions people have never asked themselves before, or most often we do a surface job on these questions. So we just kind of breeze over it and we go on to the next, the next, the next. And what's really required in this work is to go deeper, to have the courage to go deeper. And sometimes because we're so run by the external world, and I don't say that with judgment, it's just kind of a human condition. What I saw through Why Time, the brilliance of it and the beauty of it, was that Jerry was able to be with another human being and just help them understand and listen and see themselves.
Yeah, and understand who they really are.
Yeah, and it always brought me to tears. And I was like, whoa.
What I always joke around and say, the ones that Mo referred, I would always say, call Mo back and tell her what the experience was like. And everyone I think would tell you, he had me in tears in like 3 minutes, right?
He did.
Oh, I've been there. I've experienced it. And tell us about those tears. You mentioned briefly that, is it because they're elated of that discovery, or is it fear, or is it not knowing? Is it, what is that all about?
It's a very powerful emotional release, like very, okay. Very powerful, very intimate conversation. And people often feel like 4 hours went by and only 45 minutes went by. And they're like, what you just revealed. And I said, I didn't reveal anything. I do a lot of work ahead of time to be present for that conversation. And then I just allow the souls to connect. And I think we don't realize that we have this power to connect. We're all connected. And when you just listen with the intent to understand, just listen with that intent to understand another person's whisper. That's why I call it a whisper. Because in the noise, we can't hear it. It's this emotional release where your soul is finally allowing itself to be unleashed. It's like it's been trapped. It's been trapped in all this physical doing. I'm not good enough. And I got to chase this. And all these reasons for not allowing this to happen. It's just this beautiful release. That's where the emotion is.
It's also people, I think, are brought to tears because it is something all of us seek, whether we are conscious of it or not. And to have the help, which is brilliant, to have the help of another human being, another soul, help us capture that and define it and bring it to the light. It's actually a recognition, a remembrance. It's been there all along. We've been seeking it in everything and everyone in the external world, but it's always been there. So to have that,
somebody
another
that.
Soul partake in that and witness that and recognize that together, how can it not move you?
Yeah, Angela says very profound there. Is often people would make that comment, even people in an audience, if I'm focusing on one or two people, they'll say, you see me, you know, you actually see me for who I really am. And I haven't had that for so long. Most people never have, because we hide behind so many masks, but to truly reveal, this is why I'm here. And I know the feeling. It wasn't easy to get to. Okay. It was not simple for me. You know, I was trained and educated in architecture. You know, it was a very prestigious field. And when I left all that to build up people instead of buildings, everybody, all my colleagues thought I was insane. They literally thought I was nuts. And because I decided this is why I exist. You know, I exist to creatively inspire people to answer the only question that matters. Why am I here? And everything had to change.
But you said something at the beginning, Mo, of your intro, when you were talking about your why, that it takes work, and you have been working on your deeper why, allowing the way to unfold. And I think that is also a gap that exists out there. People, again, we live in this kind of quick and easy, give me the top tips world. And your deeper why is not that. It does take work, and you have to have the courage to dive in deeper. And if you do, magical things will happen.
That's why we take, as you know, and again, if I'm jumping too far ahead, just let me off.
Keep going.
But that's why we decided to open up our world of publishing specifically for Y-timers. And there's been over 200 plus Y-timers published in about 20 of our books, because they're not living it. There's a lot of them that will, it gets ignited, but then what do I do now? And I often say the why ignites the way. Your why will ignite that way. But if you start to live it, meaning go through door number one and then maybe door number two, start to become aware of
a few falls,
the synchronicities that are around you, you fall again, you fall better. It's another reason why we wrap this energy around one or two books a year, a couple magazine issues a year, because then we can at least take that why timer, and we can't take them all. We usually take 7 to 11 in a book, but then we can at least get them to start living it by answering these very thought-provoking questions and writing about it. And that's what I love about helping someone go through that doorway, because the danger is, After somebody has why time, I rarely hear from them. Unless they're in our circle, they're working with us, they're coming to Tuscany, they're coming to our writers' retreats. Now they'll be coming to the Laurentians, or they're writing with us. I think there's this fear because they get paralyzed. Like, what do I do? And some of them start to go off into multiple tangents because they're launching too many sub-brands so fast that they get away from the deeper why. So there's a dance there. You have to really be aware of the dance of how to live your deeper why.
That's and powerful.
Living that passion, living that purpose.
Because it can get you so fired up that it could send you in many different directions. And that's why I love the exercise of, one, having a date with you two at an event, whether it's virtually or in person, or having an event where you get to reflect on your why, your deeper purpose, you know, what answer those important questions. and really have someone see you, hear you, and help you, you know, evolve further or blossom further. Because like you said, it's not you that answered their question. You actually created the safe space and use those the powerful work that you do to help people realize it for themselves. I did my why journey with you, and it took me decades to try to articulate for myself, let alone the world, what it is, who I am. And I was always caught up in my, you know, the title, the work. And when I realized it, yes, I got very emotional and I felt like it was a release. Like you said, Angela, at first I was a bit embarrassed. I thought, oh my God, I'm like crying like a baby. But it was because I was so overjoyed with, finally now I kind of know who I am and why I'm here. And then it allowed me to really get clear on where I should be working. Now I get off on tangents because I'm highly creative and kind of one of those people that love to do everything. But I'll tell you this, every time I come back to my own work, especially on an, you know, this time of year, it helps me to get so clear and focused, which actually calms me down, but also it ignites my purpose for the work that I really want to do for the year ahead. So it's such an incredible experience. I know everyone that's listening and watching is probably going to be wanting to know, well, can I experience this? I could perhaps ask you. And then I want to do something. I want to play a fun game with you both, because you're the people that always remind me, you know, asking questions to really create the exchange of knowledge. But before I do, how can people, what are you working on this year? What is your focus? How can people work with you or experience what you are doing?
Thank you. Thank you for that. So everything you want to see is jerryviska.com. All of my published work is now available on Amazon, and it's shipping worldwide. I moved everything, and it took us a long time and a lot of effort to move everything to the Amazon portal. We just couldn't keep up with shipping at different countries, but now everything's on Amazon. You'll see, just search Jerry Viska. You'll see all the videos on YouTube. You can't not find me. Living What Matters is the theme this year. So it's driving probably what will be our most powerful book, because it's a guide for living. And I've been wanting to write this book to encompass all of our transformation around removing the obstacles to live what matters. So we have 11 author seats. There's about two left for Living What Matters. And of course, it's also our platforms for our magazine, Why Time Mag, which is our global platform. It's a beautiful publication. It's now 80 pages. And that also ships worldwide on Amazon. And that's Living What Matters. And it's beautiful because we've expanded our platforms to give every Y-timer this beautiful presence. Like Angela says, we know how to promote you, to promote yourself.
And sometimes we also create Y-Time Magazine as a meaningful way, another meaningful way to share with the world the difference that you're making, how you're helping the world. And we rely on, I think, a little too much on social platforms. They're great.
And they're easy.
But they're also...
They're too easy.
Well, they're also extremely busy and noisy. So how do you cut through the noise? Why Time Magazine, we've created it as another meaningful touch point to cut through the noise and connect with another human heart.
I love it. I love the work we create. It's just
It's like it is art.
It's art.
Art.
Oh, like, and you always.
Books, you know, it's art. Like I love creating art. That's the architecture in me, and it's just I want it to be a beautiful book that you want to hold. Right. Sorry.
That's right. Makes me think of you know, some other beautiful artists of various innovations in the world. But I wanted to say, you know, your Why Time magazines are beautiful pieces of sharing of people's lives, their whys, and answering profound questions in all of those interviews. But you always have a really amazing exercise or game that you play to help people put their why into action, such as your calendar, your 21-day calendars.
Yeah, the 28-day plan. I know. I love that.
Well, you those are.
Yeah.
Well, I did one for you, and I've used it as a template many times. It's been very fun to do. It's You're my amazing. Favorite calendar.
I often say, if you really want to do a transformation, literally in 6 months, grab every issue of White Time Mag and just use the 28-day plans. Start off with Mulhagen's 28-day plan. Like, they're so thought-provoking. Every day you have an action. See, most people, they kind of start a day, they're not really planning it in advance. They're just kind of going at it, shooting from the hip. What do I do now? 6 months go by, a year goes by, 6 years go by. How many friends do you have or you've met and they haven't changed in 10 years? Mm. Just the same thing. It's the same. Oh, one day I'm going to do that. 28-day plan is great. It's just great to get you into inspired action. That's all I try to do, get you into inspired action. What's that? I'm in spirit with my life purpose. That's it. It's not complicated with Angela and I. Like, it's not like 18 worksheets. It's, I need to get in spirit with my life purpose and then allow that those inspired actions to reveal themselves and then jump on them like a chihuahua on Red Bull. Like, don't not take action. The minute you get that inspired feeling, like, why time? Oh, should I have it? Should I do it? Oh, I don't know. He's going to ask me all these questions. Just do it.
Just do it, baby.
You know?
Love it.
Yes. Just publish. Just write. Publish. You know? Don't hesitate. We get into our rational side of our brain and we get so plugged up and so fearful and worry about what people think. Don't need it.
Don't need it. Love that. Well, before we close, I'd love to play a fun game with you both. This was asked of me this week, and I find it's just a great way to get to know people. And it's sort of rapid fire. Don't think about it. Whatever first comes to mind, either of you, both of you can answer, but let's just go through this quickly. I'll ask you a few questions and it's the game of this or that. What is your drink preference? Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
You did mention that. Hint, there's a cafe down the road. Are you early to rise or a night hawk?
Early.
Ooh. Like five, should be eight. On that game show for newlyweds. Preferred mode of travel, planes or trains?
Trains.
Trains.
Via three. First class.
Three for three. What is your choice for equipment for working out, cardio or weights?
Cardio.
Weights.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a big weight guy.
Yeah.
And when you create your incredible work, pen to paper or electronic tablet?
Pen to paper.
Both. Really? I'll say pen. Yeah, well, actually pen to paper probably for my, yeah, pen for my meditations. Paper. I thought too much about that. Pen to paper.
Pen to paper.
Your favorite season, winter or summer?
Winter.
Yeah, winter.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That was five for six. Oh, yeah. You two are really connected. Love it.
Technically, fall is my favorite, but you only gave me a choice for the two. So
no. Fall or spring?
Spring. Oh, fall or spring? Fall for sure. I love transformation leaves. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, fabulous. And I do have to say, so many profound messages today. I'm sure everyone's going to be listening to this episode more than once and taking notes, as you should all, because epic. But I often say, when asked what is my greatest lesson that I've learned, especially in leadership roles, I always mention that it's about the lessons I've learned through failure. And I used to always say, as long as you're failing forward, but what you said, Jerry, was failing better.
Feeling better. You will fail. You need to know. One of my favorite books, as you know, it's the second edition called I Don't Know What the Hell I'm Doing. It's all about failing. Knowing that you will fail is the step towards the success you're wanting to create in your life.
Yeah.
But then just failing better. Like, we failed our way into this creation. It didn't transform exactly the way we wanted, but it did transform.
It was a crazy ride.
And it's about just loving that journey. And I think that that's what I love most about my work with Angela, my life with Angela, is the love that we've nurtured over the years. The work we do together, it's so beautiful to have her on this journey with me, but then celebrating. Like, we had this thing where we would celebrate every milestone along our building journey. because it wasn't easy to leave everything behind and come here. We didn't know the building landscape here at all. Mm-hmm. And we compressed what should have been a year into 2 months of construction during the winter. Okay.
Crazy.
It was hell. But then we would celebrate. Yeah. And I always said to Angela, we got to celebrate tonight. We have to celebrate tonight. We got to celebrate. And I think we don't celebrate, take the time to celebrate our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, take the time to witness your life. It's such a beautiful life. Witness it. Be a witness of your life.
Be a witness of your life and celebrate each moment. Yes. as they happen, not wait for those big epic, you know, end goals.
Right.
In fact, if you look at how people achieve and create habit change or behavioral change, it's celebrating small gains along the way, because that reinforces that you're on the right path, doing the right thing, and you know, and serving your purpose at the same time as living your why. Very good advice, and perfect to close off today's episode. And I want to thank you both. You are truly a gift to the world. I'm so grateful that you are friends, a member of my family. I thank you for all the work that you've done to help me find and live and answer the only question that really matters. And that is how, you know, well, Jerry, what is that? The only question that really matters?
Why am I here?
Why am I here?
That's it. But we want to thank you I always say the world is truly helped by you because you're living it. And mm-hmm. our lives have been severely magnified, significantly magnified because of your presence.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Amazing ride with you, Mo. We miss you.
And
actually,
I feel like we're just getting started.
A little bit away from you for a while, but yeah.
Yes. But we're always here for you.
Yeah.
We're always connected. And that's the power of people who really do align with who you are and see you for who you are and not judge. So please, everyone, you know, declare what your words are for the year. That'll help you guide you on your work towards exploring and finding your why, answering the most important question of all. And of course, you can connect with me. I would love to share with you some exercises based on today's conversation. I wrote a four-part January series blog. You can go to mohagan.com and find it there. And it really helped walk through these exercises. And of course, reach out to jerryvisca.com. You can find him, as mentioned, on all the platforms. And of course, purchase any or all of his books. It'll be an incredible journey for you. And until next time, as just stated, please be present in the moments and acknowledge them, celebrate them, and realize that these are intentional opportunities for you to help you understand why you're here and the path that you are on. Keep leading the way. And until next time, all the best to you. Bye, Angela and Jerry. Mwah. And bye to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you.